Mother Smoke Podcast, welcome back. Quando Rondo. Quando Rondo, Lil Durk. I guess today was one of the shows that supposedly got canceled for Quando Rondo. We were following along. Quando Rondo and his camp is, you know, who responsible for King Von's death. So, just in case of you know, you're not up to speed with that, or you're a new listener or something. So, what I initially had showed some stuff that said that, you know, Lil Durk had bought out seats at his event. This show got canceled. That show got canceled. And I got a lot of kind of like cap feedback. Like, people felt like we was lying or that wasn't true. It was fake. And I kept telling people, I said, that shit true, man. Because, like, the club, like I said, I broke the club shit down. The club, there's a promoter at a club. There's a promoter at a club. So the promoter is who throws the shows, who books the artists, like literally everything. Like, they book everything, the DJ, the artists, how many sets, all that's on the promoter. The protection of the club, all that shit's on the promoter. So you book a nigga that possibly got $8 million on his head, that's very dangerous in itself. Like, the security level was gonna have to be so high. Thank God that shit ain't gonna be super capacity, because you know with Corona, so that'd have been a little bit together. But if this was like a regular show, well, let's say if they was at like regular capacity, man, scary. You talking about some scary shit, man. Like, you don't know who the hell was who. And for $8 million, you don't know who. You don't, like, $8 million will turn anybody against you. You know what I'm saying? $8 million, like, your life is forever changed. You know what I'm saying? If you can get away with that, like, your life is forever changed with $8 million. You're done. Like, you could be like a bad spender. As long as you make one investment, you're gonna be set. We buy your ass a fucking barbershop or Chick-fil-A or something. You know what I'm saying? With $8 million, you're gonna be all right, man. I'm telling you. Something that works, something to bring some of the money back, you're gonna be fine. Now what I'm about to say, so that's some scary ass shit. And like, just now they got a live where he went on live and he's telling, oh, they canceled the show, I'm blown. And remember I told you, this Quando Rondo is the same nigga. He's the same nigga that got into a fight with a nigga and didn't even, he was so quick to jump online to show people that he was actually in a fight or in an altercation that he wasn't even paying attention. He wasn't even paying attention to where the dude he was beefing with was. These motherfuckers run up while he talking shit on live. Almost punch his ass in the damn face while he on live talking about them. That's how quick, you know what I'm saying? Even for that little shit like that shows the moment. Remember, he didn't shoot nobody. His friend did. So it's like, all this we, you know, like, yeah, that's your entourage. So, you know what I'm saying? It is one shot, one kill, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you was getting your ass whooped. Like, maybe if you would have been doing good in the fight, maybe he didn't have to shoot and kill a nigga. You know what I'm saying? So you was getting, let's remember that. You got stole and by one dude, you know what I'm saying? And you was barely backpedaling the whole fucking time. You know what I'm saying? you stepped up, you seen them walking, you know what it was, you know what I'm saying? So, and then you get on a diss song and say, shouldn't that put his hands on me? Like, that sounds pretty girly, you know what I'm saying? Should never put his hands on you, like, you was talking shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, that part of the story is over. But I'm gonna be honest, there's some scared shit right here, because for one, the amount of niggas that he had around him, you know, and I'm pretty sure it's a few more in the cars and shit like that we didn't see. For the amount of people that's around him, $8 million will get all of them whacked. You know what I'm saying? $8 million, a nigga will pull up and Dirk and them, man, I'm telling you, Dirk and them in the streets, bro. Like, Dirk and them, like, hey, all right, think about Dirk is what, probably about 28, 29 now, I think. So, everybody on everybody level, like, that dude, Quan Arondo, not 28. He a young nigga. I'm pretty sure he young. He probably younger than King Von was. I'm pretty sure, nigga, it's some niggas that Dirk been fucking with out the A for a minute. That's some real deal. Like, Dirk, one of them niggas, like, Dirk, when you fuck, all it take is a nigga that don't fuck with the other nigga. You see what I'm saying? And it could be something as simple as, it could be a nigga that live where you live at. You know what I'm saying? He live where you live at. But you probably don't even know that he know, like, oh shit, that's Quan Arondo. You know what I'm saying? And he on that shit, he decided to send a DM to somebody. Hey man, I know this nigga. You know what I'm saying? And he get the $8 million. You know what I'm saying? Knock you off on taking the trash out or night you with a little female, y'all in the pool relaxing. You know what I'm saying? It could be a random shit like it ain't gotta be like, nigga. $8 million don't mean like, yeah, kill his ass at the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit could be at breakfast, you know what I'm saying, lunch or dinner, you know what I'm saying? That somebody gonna come and blindside your ass and see when it's so high like that, it could be a nigga right in your clique. You know what I'm saying? What Dirk and them doing right now is borderline trying to make his men turn on him. You know what I'm saying? But that's what that kind of money do. Niggas will throw a $50,000 bounty on a nigga head, get a nigga knocked off quick. But $8 million? Like, if he was from DMV, I ain't gonna lie, one of his men would have already shot his ass. He is from, like, from the south side or something. Nigga, that nigga already be dead. Might be one of his best fucking friends be done killed his ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, Georgia, they a little different. You know what I'm saying? They a little different. He done probably did something for a few of them. But like I said, that wasn't a lot of niggas. That wasn't a lot of niggas, man. Like, you know, if you ask me, the move by Lil Tim was weak to me, because, like, a little bit is like, you know what I'm saying? He could have hit bruh in the leg or something more. You know what I'm saying? Or like, for real, in my situation, what I would have did was, I would have hit one in the head. Boom! Back the fuck up. Get off. Back up. You know what I'm saying? But for you to just, like, sneak, your man getting beat up, you know what I'm saying? They shooting a fair one. Nigga gave him the fair one. And for you to just sneak up and hit a nigga, like, right in his face and hit him all in his chest and shit like that. Like, real life killed the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you real life did all that because a nigga didn't come. Like, you kind of got to get an audacity. Like, a nigga didn't come and shoot at us. Or You know what I'm saying? Now, nigga come up and take a shot at, you know, or take a shot like, oh, you hear a bullet first. Now you get that joint out, and then, hey, whatever it is, what it is, then. But a nigga gave you the audacity, like shit, let's wreck. You know what I'm saying? It was like they came at you with the fist. You know what I'm saying? Off bucks, just knowing what type of niggas they is, to see them come with the fist, you should know, like 600 Breezy said, like, nigga, we would have been blown already. Like, you know what I'm saying? If that's what niggas was on, niggas came up to give you a fist fight. You know what I'm saying? And then y'all like just reach out to Khan, just and hit, like, nah. That's crazy. Like I said, you know, to the world, you know, they're gonna be like, oh yeah, man, he did what he's supposed to do. But I don't think so. Like, I think it was more of a scared ass move. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like I said, you might have shot in the air, and then there was a chance that niggas might have been like, what, that little shit, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it took more of a man to do that. To be like, all right, nigga, back the fuck up. And then let your man scrap with this nigga, want, mate. You know, they gonna fight some more, or we just gonna, all this shit gonna end. You know what I'm saying? Be like, yeah, nigga, I could have did that to you. Then, you know what I'm saying? That would have still been a big message to Von and them. Like, ooh, shit. He could have smoked your ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he shot in the air. He let off two in the air. Cleared the spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would have been still, like, I ain't gonna lie, that would have still been an L on 600 and them. But they would have, you know, but there was somebody still had a life. Two people still had a life. Three people still had a life. You know what I'm saying? But that could have really prevented him. By him doing that, it spun three niggas. They lost three. Like, so I'm telling you, like, they lost three niggas, cuz. So they ain't even just looking at it for Von. You got two more people that Chicago genuinely love, that side genuinely love. So, like, I can only imagine, bro. Like, I can only imagine, bro. I'm telling you, like, it's going, and then by that live he just did, you know, faking and all that kind of shit, like you could just still tell, like I said, from when I first started, I was telling you about the shit with the live, you can really tell when, like, a nigga not really from the streets, or street shit really ain't they cup of tea, because it's like the shit that they play with, like what he doing right now, you ain't supposed to play with that. Like, what you doing right now is the same thing as, like, oh yeah, we smoking on your dead man, smoking on, you know what I'm saying? What you doing right now? That's the same shit, son. That's the same shit. You know what I'm saying? And ain't nobody, it's no need for that shit. Like, hey, look, y'all niggas got out of that shit alive. You know what I'm saying? Like, the little Timmy nigga was so close, he could have damn near made a mistake and shot one of his own people. You know what I'm saying? So it's like. That shit could have went a lot of ways. That shit could have went a lot of different ways. Even with the police. The police could have been like, nah, you a part of this shit. You locked up too. Until further notice, you locked. You know what I'm saying? Could have been some shit. He could have been sitting like Millie. Like, you got a lot of situations in this zone to chill. Like just chill and be thankful, be grateful, like, that this didn't happen, that didn't happen. But by you doing this, that shit, I'm telling you, bro. Niggas fuck with Lil Durk. Like, that's especially, like, niggas right there in his age bracket. I'm a little older than him, but like under him, like his age and under, like, niggas probably right, like 24, 25. That really, it's a lot of them that really love, bro. And probably talk with cuz. Like, just imagine, all right, when Lil Durk and Von was out here, they were saying that they shot a video somewhere like in Mo County or something. So I'm pretty sure that whoever that was, they're locked in with Durk. So see what I'm saying? That's what I mean. Like, I ain't just saying there's got to be a random ass person to be like, hello, Young Dirk. I mean, a Lil Dirk. We're closing in on him, and we just want to make sure we're still going to get our 8 million. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be like that. What I'm saying is a small situation just like that. You know, niggas got all kind of videos. Like I said, the dudes from out here that they shot that video with, whatever hood that was, I'm pretty sure that they have ties. Like, so if, let's say King Von got killed on Georgia Avenue, you see what I'm saying? Then it could be those niggas that can reach out to Von, to reach out to Dirk and them and be like, hey, man, sorry for your loss, bro. Like, hey, what's, like, you know what I'm saying? You know anything, let us, you know what I mean? And they could, it could start from right there. Like, and they closer, like, niggas, wherever them niggas is from, they from Oak County. So Georgia Avenue is what, minutes from where that shit at? So they probably would be the best niggas to, like, you know, make a strategy plan, or, you know, have one of them niggas watching some. Oh yeah, all right, every day at 5, they drop him off right here, then he wait like 15 minutes and then another car come. You know what I'm saying? Or like they recording at this studio right here. They usually get a 12 to 4 early Friday. You see what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, that can be getting leaked by niggas that you think people don't know. Nobody know Lil Durk? Lil Durk, biggest shit out here. Like with, not just in DC, I mean in the world. Like he's a global star. You know what I'm saying? Remember he like one of the original motherfuckers from with the Chief Keef in them area and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Chief Keef is another one. Like, all, he got all kind of particles. Like, the 600 side, like, you know, them niggas know niggas in the A. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, Savannah and Atlanta, from what I'm hearing, is like hours away from each other. So, which is good. Like, let's say if he was from Atlanta. Oh, I ain't gonna lie to you. If he was from Atlanta, he would have probably got killed already. He would have got killed already. I already know niggas know Gax is in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? You could have reached out to the randomest nigga. You could reach out to Offset. And Offset can put you in contact with some niggas that's really in the streets. Lil Baby. You know what I'm saying? You can, Lil Baby and them, he could reach to them 4PF niggas and have them 4PF niggas like, what's up? I'm telling you, Slim. I'm telling you, like, that shit is not as easy as he think. He playing with fire right now. $8 million is a long, that's a lot of money, son. That's a life. Like, you're done. Like, you could quit that job in the morning. Like, you know what I'm saying? You could just never ever go back ever again. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with $8 million. Even, nigga, you could damn near do that with $2 million. But $8 million, oh my god. But I don't know, man. Like, I don't know, like, with like these, this is like stirring up demons. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit ain't gonna end right, man. It don't even look like the niggas that he around at the gas station. It don't even look like them niggas look like they'd die for him for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, man. Then all it takes is like a slight little argument. You get a slight little argument with your man. Nah, man. Come on, man. You keep on motherfucking. What? Nigga, we ain't protecting your bitch. You know what I'm saying? It just like that. And then boom, one of them niggas storm out. Man, nigga be about to shit himself. Cause then now you know, any nigga, that nigga Quano, he probably nice as shit with the niggas that's around him right now. Nice as a motherfucker. Cause any little thing niggas could call and be like, it could be an ex nigga that don't fuck with bruh no more. That they just kicked out on some lame shit. Like, they were just lunching out like a week or two before the Von shit even happened. It could be a motherfucker like that they hit up or get to reaching out to Dirk like, hey, yeah, man, I know, man. I used to be with them niggas every day, bruh. On Tuesdays, they, ooh, you know what I mean? That shit deep, bruh. 8 mil, that shit deep.